This church was built in the castle of Loire to mark the founding of this Augustinian monastery in 1071. However, the link between this monastic order and the fortress was short-lived, as in 1097 King Pedro I moved it to the castle of Monte Aragon. But for 26 years, the monks used this chapel, as well as the other monastic buildings that can still be seen in the fortress to this day. The construction of the church was adapted to the steep, rocky terrain, which is why it only has one nave. Despite this, the skillful master stonemasons were able to create a grand example of understated monumentality in this small space. Bearing this in mind, one of the most remarkable elements is the imposing dome, which is 26 meters or 85 feet high. In front of you, at the head of the church, is the semicircular apse, which is on two levels. On the upper level, light shines through the alabaster panels of the five openings. These openings are framed by semicircular arches, surrounded by archivolts, and topped by a decorative checkerboard moulding. This checkerboard pattern is typical of this area and is known as Jacquard-style checkerboard. You can also see it in other parts of the building and, in the apse, it is also found in the frieze that separates the upper level from the lower one. The lower level is decorated with a blind arcade of arches on columns that stand on a continuous bench along the wall. As with the other columns in the church, the capitals are richly carved with stylized sculptural decoration in the form of plants, beasts, and mythological beings, as well as biblical scenes. All in all, this church is an excellent example of the best Romanesque architecture.